you that are not sitting in front of your computers, we also just received some supplemental information from the town of Samboard, kind of continuing to show good faith, I guess, in their work to keep property taxes low for the next few years. And so I guess maybe the best place to start is, Josh and John, did you have, I don't know if you've had time to walk through the materials. We could actually also ask somebody to walk us through that.
Sure, you can have somebody walk us through it.
Josh, does that work for you?
It does, yeah.
Great. Secretary Barca, I see that you're on the call. I don't know if you are somebody from your team or Tom, maybe if you can start us off and then we can have... or Secretary Barca, why don't you start us off and then... Tom, maybe you can then follow up and then we can open it up too for questions.
Very good. Well, thanks so much. You know, I'm very pleased to report that there has been some significant progress. I'm hearing a backlog. Is there? Okay, that's better. So first of all, I wanted to let you know that the tribes have agreed to pay half of the EMT services, which is a huge development. You know, at the last meeting, we talked about the fact that they had agreed to try and work with them to try and make progress. Well, now they've actually signed an MOU. I talked to Chairman Wiggins this morning, and he said it's their intent to attempt to do that in the years ahead as well. They did sign the MOU for the first year, though. And then secondly, and I'll let our Deputy Secretary Maria Garrola-Pasek address this because she's been the one that's worked so closely with both the town chairman and the town clerk, but the town has also agreed to freeze their levy for future years. And I think Tom German has a copy of the example that we put together on that $200,000 home. Well, that brings down their levy immeasurably. So it really makes it far more affordable. I know the Attorney General in particular was concerned about the affordability and whether or not people will be able to stay in their homes. So this is another huge development. So I think both of them really represent tremendous progress. So as a consequence, I'm glad that you all gave them a few more days because I never would have expected they would have gotten this far, to be quite frank. And I don't know, Maria, if you wanted to add anything further in regard to your discussions with the town.
That is true. They're committed to keeping their property tax levy at level. They understand the consequences to their taxpayers. The levy that their taxpayers pay for the town, they pay 100% of that levy. So they're very sensitive to the fact that any increase in that levy gets spread out to only their taxpayers, whereas the levies for the county, the school district, and the tech colleges get spread out further among those taxing jurisdictions based on the assessed value of the amount of assessed value of the town.
So we're happy to answer any questions if anybody has any, Madam Chairwoman.
I think you're muted.
I am muted. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Secretary, and thank you, Maria. And that is, we do have the letter from the town clerk and treasurer just validating exactly what you are sharing, both about freezing their levy for the next 3 to 5 years, as well as emphasizing their partnership with the tribe to cover services to include that $90,000, which, if I'm understanding this correctly, we're looking at the average property tax bill would be about $5,300. Is that right? When you kind of add in everything, which is a significant shift from what was shared before.
That's exactly right. Before we were talking more than $7,500. I think because of the money from the EMT agreement with the tribes, as well as a number of other factors, and having this freeze will make it much more affordable for people.
One other item that is important to note is that their shared revenue is increasing by about $54,000 a year. So that's also going to help them relieve the pressure on their taxpayers going forward. And that is expected to increase over time, not decrease. And so that amount of money is also factoring into their ability to maintain services at their levels and not have to increase their levy for the town.
And Maria, this 54,000 is on top of their already, I believe they're getting 90 something thousand a year.
Correct. That's on top of that.
Which is a little over double, but a little less than double than what they were getting before.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. And then as you know, just one last point would be, you know, the legislature committed to having the sales tax, you know, which generally goes up around 2-2.5%, to go for increases in future years. So that's, you know, that's part of the reason why we can say with some assurance that their property taxes, their shared revenue as well as every other community should go up every single year now going forward, since governor legislature agreed to that 20% sales taxes being dedicated for property tax relief.
Well, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Maria. Josh or John, any questions for the Department of Revenue with this new information, which is exactly, I think, the information that we are looking for? And again, really appreciate you guys running this to task, knowing the short timeline in less than a week that we had to pull everything together.
I have a couple. First, thank you for that update. Appreciate the information. The first question I had was, Secretary Barca, I think you mentioned that there's an agreement with respect to EMS services for this year or for 1 year. But then you mentioned, I believe, that Chair Wiggins expressed, I forget how you phrased it exactly, but basically that the intent is to continue sharing in the costs for EMT services. Did I get that right?
Yes, I talked to him this morning and he said that that's a goal that they've set in order to try and provide that stability, you know, for their region, the citizens of the area.
Great. And then secondly, would the DR team, could you walk us through at sort of a 30,000 foot level? We've been talking about some specific numbers, but you know what I'm most interested in is what the property taxes owed. You know, I think the example we had used before was for a $200,000 house for residents of Sanborn. There are the two anomalous years, the one where the court ruling came in, but the equalized value is still very high. And then there's going to be the upcoming year where that's offset, but taking out those two unusual years, so sort of comparing the year prior to the anomalous years and then looking ahead to where we anticipate property tax rates would be in light of the developments we've been discussing and what the impact of that is to property tax. Could you walk us through those numbers?
Chair, is it okay if I share my screen?
Yes, Maria, thanks for asking.
Yeah, so I am sharing my screen here. So this is very similar to the calculations that we have done in the past to try to estimate. And again, this is an estimate, so we're taking a lot of assumptions. Assuming we stabilize the equalized value at $23 million for that 24 tax year and beyond, assuming no significant changes in the value of the taxable property in the town. So that number at 23,000, you can see each of the district levies. And again, this is their apportionment based on their assessed value. So keeping the levy at, and I just rounded to $156,000, and I highlighted this for you to see that this is, in fact, the town's levy. So what that does, and so this is the average $200,000 home that we took, and we gave the estimates at the last, at the meeting prior to the last meeting. So their estimate would be for the town, it would drop to $1,700, which would bring their total tax bill to about $5,363. And again, this is locking that levy at that $156,000.
And how does that compare to what it was in 2021?
That is about $700 more.
Okay. And our, if we were to have the loan and that were spread out over the 20 years, that would be just, it would be a few hundred dollars extra, is my understanding. Something like, I forget the number, the BCL folks may, BCPL folks may remember that.
Right. The number would be approximately $300 a year. There was one more anomaly to the system or whatever that we haven't talked about much that that raised the property taxes as well. And that was the fact that the town bought a dump truck and tried to pay that the loan off for that dump truck on an expedited basis, which is also what lifted the property taxes, is because the debt service on the dump truck loan was significant. And so going into the future, my understanding, I believe that loan gets paid off next year already. Now, communities take different approaches to paying off debt. Some might have financed that dump truck over 5 to 10 years. Sanborn decided to pay it off faster. And I try not to make judgments on communities that are choosing to pay off debt quicker. But if you have a small levy and you take out a sizable loan for a dump truck, it's going to move your property taxes. But when it's paid off, it will bring it back down again. So that's another factor at play here.
Tom, was that relevant to the 2021 tax year, or was that relevant only more recently?
I believe it hit in 2022, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. It hit in 2022. And I'm sharing my screen so that you could see the town's levy for 2022 was that elevated $258,000.
Okay. But so that wouldn't have been relevant to the... I apologize. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to show you that elevated 258 resulted in a town levy, I'm sorry, a town tax bill of $2,800. So that dramatically shot up from the prior year, because the prior year for the town was only $945. So that also created a snowball of a tax bill in addition to the court case, but also that additional equipment payment of $100,000 resulted in a threefold increase to the town's portion of the tax bill.
Right. That makes sense. And what I, the reason I ask about the years is what I'm really trying to focus on unusual years, 22.
Josh, I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
But what I'm hoping to focus on is sort of 21, which I assume is representative of prior years as well, or in what it looks like going forward, because in terms of that I think is a good snapshot of sort of what the impact will be on folks in Sanborn. And it seems like from, you know, if we make the loan from 21 to 24 as $1,000 house, the tax bill will go up about but that's not accounting for inflation. So once you've factored in inflation, it's lower than that in terms of the increase is what we'd be looking at given the other developments that have been described. Is that Is that accurate from?
I think that's a good DOR's way to analyze. No, I think so. I think that's a good way to analyze it. And I think you've captured it. And then, as you know, Tom, and I think it was Tom that just talked, that pointed out that, you know, the other mitigating factor is that in another year and a half or whatever, it's 2 years, when they pay off this dump truck, then actually that'll reduce it again, which is another plus.
Those are the questions I have.
John, do you have any questions for the Department of Revenue?
So I just wanted to ask, if you could go back to the spreadsheet.
Sure.
So it shows here that the equalized value for 2024 is 23 million. I thought it was going down to about 7 million. Does that change the calculation?
Yes, that is for tax year 2022. I'm sorry, tax year 2023. I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
So tax year 2023, we overcorrect for the increase. So for the elevated equalized value that existed because of the timing of the court case. Mm-hmm. So 2023's equalized value drops to 7 million as an overcorrection for 2022's elevated equalized values. And then we add back what we're overcorrecting for in 2024. And that's how we get the 23 million. So that is more representative of the actual equalized value of the town.
Okay. So I'm just thinking, though, if you use those numbers, then their share of school and county taxes go down for the next year and then back up to where they should be.
Correct.
That's how it's. Okay. So that would have. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And Maria, just and Secretary Barca, I guess, just to confirm that despite this unique flux in equalized value, overall the assessed value is going to maintain, and there's no data that would show you something else with regards to the assessed value of the town.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct.
So they are well within their borrowing capacity, understanding that their assessed value is not going to change because there's no data that you see that would impact that.
Yes, that's right. I think that's why your investment group that analyzed it felt it was a very safe investment.
And just further, to in addition to assessed value, which we know is really important to understanding the security behind the loan and the risk behind the loan, is also the way in which the town borrows. And so is there anything that points to the town of Sanborn being reckless in what they borrow, what they spend? Are there any concerns when you look at the overall financial balance sheet of the city that would concern you? Because we've heard about the dump truck and that they've been currently $100,000 in debt, but nothing really beyond that. And as we can also see, they are trying to pay that off as soon as possible, being responsible individuals. Is there anything else, I guess, that would be noteworthy to point out?
Nothing that our team found. In fact, you know, their conclusion was that they typically have been a very frugal town and very conservative in their practices.
Correct. In fact, they didn't even have a levy for the town until 2015. They managed to budget within the means of their shared revenue and other kind of local funds. So they do not alarm us in any way based on their expenditures. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty typical town. They don't spend on frilly or unnecessary things. I mean, even a dump truck, it was an all-purpose truck. In fact, it does snow removal and road work. And, so they generally, it appears, take a conservative approach to their spending and really just trying to keep services at a good level for their residents.
Thank you. So just to I guess, recap at the 20,000 foot level, the town of Sanborn has a healthy assessed value, which is not going to fluctuate in the foreseeable future as far as you guys are concerned. There's no data that shows that. And then they also have been incredibly frugal with their spending and their borrowing that you have seen over the last even decade plus. And then in addition to that, their shared revenue is increasing by $54,000. So that's on top of their already $90,000. So that would be well within if we would need to somehow take their shared revenue for that security reason. They could easily make their $30,000 per year payment on the $610,000 loan.
Correct. In fact, we would only have to take a third of their shared revenue in order to meet that obligation.
In addition, the town has then worked with the tribe to find ways which they can help support EMS services and freeze their levy for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And so to both DOR and to the investment committee, is there anything that I am missing that would make this loan a risky asset for our portfolio?
I can't speak to anything that would make it risky. No, I don't see anything risky about the loan.
I don't see any additional risks either, Sarah.
I have one question. I just relating to this. I just want to make sure I understand the timeline. Part of the logic for the town for the way they're structuring this loan, it relates to getting the chargebacks. And I just want to confirm, I think this is mainly a question for DOR, given the date that you don't have any concerns that if we were to approve the loan today, that the chargebacks would be that process would move forward as anticipated, so the town wouldn't miss out on the chargebacks for
yes, I mean, I think we've cut it to the
round of loans.
Well, fair question. Yeah, I mean, I think we've cut it as close as we possibly can, so they're going to be having to work overtime to get those in, but thankfully you all did come back, and I think in a timely enough basis that they can do that. We've committed to helping them to whatever degree we can technically. And this really would be just a very vital element for them going forward. I think you've summarized it right.
So you're confident if we approve the loan today, that the town would act quickly enough to get the chargebacks this from these loans?
I mean, I know it'll be their number one priority. I think it's all hands on deck to make sure that we do it. I think this was sort of, right at the fringe, but I think they can make it, and we certainly are committed to helping them.
Great.
I can just ask, I mean, I understand all the projections going forward are based on the current assessed value remaining, but I feel like, Sarah, you had asked what you're missing. It's always a possibility here that more of the land, more of the value can be taken off the tax roll, that it wouldn't be part of the assessed value by a simple purchase by a different owner. So I feel like that wasn't mentioned in any of these calculations. I feel like that is a real possibility, since we already saw that happen because of the court decision. So, I mean, does that affect how you see the risk of this loan? I mean, if half of the remaining land is taken off the tax roll, doesn't that affect their ability to pay it back?
Can I answer that?
Well, the good news is, let me start because I want to make you aware as well that over the course of the last week, I also had the good fortune of talking with Tom Buehr, who used to be the Secretary of DOR and Secretary of DOA, and he happens to be in the town of Russell, who fortunately they're not in quite as dire of a circumstance, but it's also very tight for them. And he indicated that he feels very positive that with the tribe that they're working with, and I know similarly talking to Chairman Wiggins, that they've really, emphasized to people that to their members, and Mark Buehr said they've gotten great cooperation as well to not engage in that. Now, certainly, there's always a possibility that one or two properties could sell. There's no guaranteeing that. But I think with all of the, the efforts that have been made here and with And with all the efforts that we proposed, I mean, I think, and of course, your investment committee as well that looked at this, I think we still feel it's a very safe risk at this point.
The one thing I would like to add to that is that as the assessed value of the town drops, so does the equalized value. So their apportionment will get adjusted for all the other taxing jurisdictions, which will then lower their liability to each of the other taxing jurisdictions. The town's levy will then have to get spread out over the smaller number of properties, but there's an equalizing effect that happens with the equalized value that then kind of it becomes a little bit of a wash.
Except for the debt service, of course, that can't be, put on any other residents of the county. It has to stay on the town of Sanborn taxpayers.
Correct. The town. Correct. That's what I said, that the town's portion does have to get spread out over those smaller number of tax paying properties. But because of the drop in equalized value, their apportionment of the other levies will drop.
Thank you.
And if this is helpful, I'd just to jump in, John, I think you and I are seeing the risk associated with a loan in the same sort of through the same lens, which is to say that the concern I had before was if you increase, the tax rate, the property tax rate for taxpayers by something like $3,000 a year, again, putting aside the anomalous years, that you risk creating a situation where people will be priced out of their homes, essentially, and would need to sell their homes, which could lead to a dwindling tax base as properties become non-taxable as they're sold. That was my concern. To me, particularly with the EMS shared services cost, but then also with the increased shared revenue, the change in sort of expected property tax rates is now, materially lower. That's the $1,000 from 21 to 24 as an increase, which is certainly meaningful. But I think particularly once you've accounted for inflation, it is not such a huge jump that I think it's likely to be, increasing the risk that lots of folks will be priced out of their houses and that there's going to be a rapidly dwindling tax base. And so to me, the risk profile with these updates is quite different and much, much lower than I had perceived it as being when the increase was going to be, the projected increase in taxes was going to be much larger. And of course, that can change if the tax base shrinks and houses are sold. But given these updates, that to me seems like a much more remote possibility than I've been concerned about before. And just in case that I just want to pass along my thinking on it, since you and I think had been thinking about the risk in similar ways.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Josh. No, and I'm encouraged by this direction it's going. I would just be more comfortable if we're giving out a 20-year loan, if there was some sort of 20-year type of commitment. I understand that's a long-term plan, but I've always thought that the tribe needs to have some part in this up there. I don't believe any sort of long-term solution excludes the tribe, so I'm glad they're chiming in. I also talked with the chairman up there as well, so I'm glad to see that they're working on this. And from my discussions, it sounds like they're actually working with the town a lot more. It's a lot more handshake agreements and just kind of cooperation without any sort of formal agreement. So I am encouraged in the direction this is going. But yeah, I think we're both kind of calculating the same risk. And this does move it in the right direction. We'll see if it's far enough for both of us.
Tom, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation that we're missing?
Thank you, Sarah. A couple of final thoughts. One of them is the fact that because of the way that we were looking at this loan, we were starting at $610,000. But because we viewed using those chargebacks to pay it down quicker on the front end, the risk of this loan drops faster than an evenly amortized loan. You know, with a $610,000 loan spread out over 20 years, you wouldn't be making bigger headway on the principal until the later years. But on this one, because of the fact that we're looking at using some of the chargeback to pay it down more quickly on the front end, it also means the risk drops for us on the front end. So that even if there were changes in the community, the fact is our risk had already dropped, so that if our loan is at $360,000 after a couple years, that's already much lower in terms of their borrowing capacity. I shared some of the same concerns that the commissioners had. What is the impact on the people in the community? And one of the things that I kept looking at was one of the things that the realtors brought up. What happens if nothing gets done? And at that point, you look at it and go, well, the interest keeps running, and it's going to run at a higher rate. And the fact is, at that point, it looks like things get riskier for the community and for the homeowners and the taxpayers if nothing is done. If the loan is done here, that doesn't stop the legislature and the governor from coming to another agreement to deal with how the chargebacks and how the loan is dealt with. But it's already putting the community on a path to financial stability. So those are just my thoughts.
Tom, I do have one quick question on that. My understanding, and I just want to make sure I understand this correctly, my understanding was that the way the chargebacks were going to work was that we would provide the loan, then there would be chargebacks, and then those our original loan plus the chargebacks would be used to pay off the roughly $1 million debt. Is there going to be excess from the chargebacks that allows a portion of the loan to be paid off, or am I misunderstanding part of that?
Yes. So if you think about it, there would be, we had looked at
the second chargeback. Sorry.
Yes. The second chargeback would be used to pay down the loan. The first chargeback would be used to, in essence, pay off the rest of the remaining property tax refund claims. But the second round of chargebacks would then be used to reduce the outstanding balance of this loan.
I understand. Thank you.
Any other questions, I guess, from the commissioners to the Department of Revenue and or to the BCPL staff? So if we've answered everyone's questions, we have all of the information. We also know, and it's been communicated, I think, pretty clearly about the timing and the urgency of us to make a decision today. Can somebody make a motion? Are we ready to make a motion on the loan application for Sanborn?
Yeah, I will move that we approve the loan.
I will second that. And it's been moved and seconded. There's any other discussion?
I will just add, you know, for the reasons we've been discussing today, I view the situation as having materially changed since we were looking at this previously. I'm very encouraged by the commitment to have shared costs between the town and the tribal government, and also the tribal government's commitment to or intent to continue sharing costs for services going forward. I think that materially changes the circumstances in a way that significantly decreases the risk of a loan. And I now believe that considering all the factors that it is in our beneficiaries' interest to extend this loan. And so for the reasons we've been discussing, that's how I intend to move forward.
Thank you, Josh.
I'll also say I appreciate all the work that's been done on this loan, and I do feel it's been moving in the right direction this entire time. And again, just I'm thankful that the town and the tribe have taken our concerns into consideration. So I just wanted to say that before the vote that, yeah, I do think everyone's done a great job on this, whether it's close enough for me or not, doesn't reflect on the value of everything that's gone into this.
Thank you, John. And I'll just echo the commissioner's comments, where I just appreciate everybody working diligently and overtime and over the weekend to continue to, I think, demonstrate that this loan not only meets the statutory requirements, but the financial requirements for it to be actually a good asset to our portfolio while stopping what could be a big financial catastrophe for a community. So thanks for everybody and their work. Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the Town of Sanborn loan application, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hey, Josh.
Any folks that do not approve, say nay.
John, nay.
Well, the loan application is approved. And again, I just want to thank everybody for coming together, working quickly, and we look forward to continuing to work with the Town of Sanborn and the Department of Revenue as we are moving this forward quite quickly, understanding the tight timeline. So any other questions, comments before we adjourn today's meeting?
Nope, just thanks again to everybody for all your work on this.
All right. I move to adjourn today's meeting.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye, Sarah. Josh.
Aye, John.
The meeting's adjourned. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great week, and appreciate your work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.